Now, with a bit of good weather in recent days, you might have noticed that rare beast on Irish roads, the convertible, actually, with its top down. And it might have got you thinking, should I get one myself? Well, our regular motoring commentator, Anton Savage, has joined me in studio for a guide on buying the best soft top for all budgets. First, Anton, is now a good time to buy?
No. And now is the absolutely defining worst possible time to buy. Think of convertibles as the car version of barbecues. You know the way that they sort of appear outside your local hardware shop in May, they stay there through September, and then through the winter, there's one sad, forlorn little barbecue saying, I'm yours for threepence if you'll just take me off the premises. The same works with convertibles. Everybody starts thinking about them in the summer, so that's when the prices are at their firmest, and then by the time you get to November, you can't get rid of the thing, so the prices drop. If you look at the UK, because they have obviously a much higher turnover than we do, so their numbers are a bit clearer. May of last year, it was 17 grand for an average price for a pre-owned convertible. By August, that had dropped to 16 grand because the summer was over. And by September, it had gone down by nearly another £1,000 as it was over there. So you see a drop of about 10 to 15% across the summer.
Yeah, but if you bought it at the start of the summer, you've got the summer out of it.
Exactly, you got the use of it. Who wants to buy a convertible and have it parked up during the winter where you're just looking at it sad in the snow? You may as well take the extra cost and buy it now.
Okay, so to borrow a line from, I forget which poet, it might have been Wordsworth, a strong desire overpowers your better feeling and you decide you're going to buy. What do you look for?
Well, the thing of the strong desire overpowering your better feeling, what's interesting is there is a weird correlation between weather, an inverse correlation between weather and convertible buying. If you look, I quoted the British figures, Britain is the highest per capita convertible ownership in Europe. They're still technically in Europe, which is weird because they, like us, don't have the weather for it. But it's obvious that when you're stuck in either Ireland or Britain, there's a certain desperation to make the most of it when you can. So there's a couple of things that you need to look for if you're daft enough to buy a convertible. You have two main choices. One is whether it is a hard top convertible, as in it sort of the entire hard roof retracts like a levered clam, or whether it is a traditional style soft top. So that's your first choice. And then your second choice is, do you buy something that was born sui generis as a convertible, or do you buy something that started as a different car and they made it into a convertible?
So
the latter comes with risks.
You're not taking many. A particular car now in mind. Have you a car in mind for this?
Well, so that I'm not offending anybody who's currently trying to sell these, I'll go back a little bit in time. If you look at the original Mazda MX-5 versus the Saab 900, remember the classic Saab 900?
Oh, yeah.
The MX-5 was designed originally as a convertible. The Saab was a normal car that they then turned into a convertible because they thought they'd be able to get a couple of sales. There's a big problem when you make a car convertible. If you think of, we'll go all Blue Peter on it. If you think of the inside of a toilet roll, the little cardboardy bit, it's a relatively strong structure. You can put a couple of books up on top of it if you stood it on its end. If you imagine running a knife the length of it, so now it's only U-shaped instead of cylindrical, try stacking books on it, it'll fold like an accordion. The same things happen with cars. If you cut the roof off it, they go floppy. No more technical than that. And to make them less floppy, you have to weld girders into the bottom of them to make up for the absence of a roof. So a car that starts off as a normal car like the Saab 900 and becomes a convertible, it tends to be floppier, it tends to be fatter, and it tends to have a thing called scuttle shake, which is where you hit a pothole and you can actually see the window frame jiggle because the yoke is so rubbery. Now, this isn't a horrendous thing, but it's not quite as good as the ones where engineers said from the start.
Sounds like you're a man for the soft top then, if you're going to go down this road.
Yeah, the ones that started out like the MX-5, started out as convertibles from the start, they do tend to be better designed. You then have that decision of the roof itself. Am I looking for one which is hard metal that folds up? Am I looking for one that's canvas and folds down? There's two things to factor in when you think about this. One is security. If you're parking the car out on the street all of the time and you live in an area where things tend to go unexpectedly missing, buy the hard top, because all it takes to nick something out of a soft top convertible is a good sharp knife and you're away. If you're not in that kind of situation, the hard tops tend to be a little bit heavy, a little bit complicated, because there's a lot of engineering that goes into them, and they do, according to some reports, they can have leaking problems in a way that the softs don't tend to because they're one sheet of canvas.
And apparently one thing you should never do is turn off the engine when it is either opening or closing, because you'll have huge problems in sorting that one. So I'm told anyway. But look, you're sort of talking about price, you're talking about security and comfort versus weight, expense and complexity. So those are the things.
The way ups. The older you get, the less complex you want. The more electronics that a car has on it, they're what tend to go wrong. So things what are simple are good to own old. To give you the example of it, there's you can get a convertible which is literally you convert it with your left arm. You reach behind your head, you grab the roof, you sling it up over you, you clip it on. Unless you lose your left arm, that's always going to function. If you have one of the ones which has several servo motors in it, a lot of electronic controls, it drops the windows simultaneously, it is a much fancier, flasher thing to use. But when it starts to go wrong, it'll really go wrong.
Now, some texters would take the view, not all of us have megabucks and we're looking for a convertible, but, you know, there must be some sort of a reliable model that's just not going to break the bank.
There is. If you look at the price range currently, now how you manage to insure it and tax it is your own business. I'm not factoring that in. I'll just give you the straight purchase cost. Looking at second hands currently available on the market, over slightly above the, it's a complete dog, you wouldn't touch it. The starting price is around $5,000. $5,000 today will get you an 08 Ford Focus Cabriolet, 121,000 miles on the clock. Nothing. She's only run in. Yours for $5,000. Take it away. Up at the north end on the used market, you can have a BMW M4 convertible today, 11,000 kilometres, fresh, ready to go, for the tiny price of 84,000.
Oh dear.
So there's quite a spectrum, but you can get into a convertible secondhand at 5K. If you want to go new, brace yourself for the upper end of this range. At the lower range, you can have €18,000 for a new Fiat 500 Cabriolet. At the north end, for a Mercedes AMG S65, €358,960.
Excuse me while I slip out and ring the dealer to place one in order to get ahead of the rush. But seriously...
But steady on the mark though, Sean. There's a couple of things that are well worth mentioning. First of all, 50 kilometre roof up speed. So you can be driving and feel a spatter of rain and think, darling, we'll cover ourselves, hit a button and it'll put the roof up, because normally you have to be going terribly slow or stationary. And it is one of the great things to look for in a convertible if you're going posh, which is neck vents in the seats.
Mm. As we've seen with this summer so far, Anton, we don't usually get the weather for convertibles in this country.
No.
And we need to make sure that the retractable roof will not leak. Now, you have a very simple tip to check that one out.
This is because I'm ancient. And in the days that I was interested in the possibility of convertibles, there were things like old MGs, which leaked like the White House. You just had to accept it was going to leak. The question was how much and how controllable it was going to be. So the one thing that they always said was, when you were buying an old convertible, take it to a car wash and sit in it in the car wash. Because then you get to look and you go, okay, well, there's a river coming in through the A-pillar. There's a little leak over there. I know what it is I'm dealing with. A lot of sellers will say, I'm not letting you take my car through a car wash to examine it. But it means then that you need to do the counterintuitive thing. Have a look at Met Aaron, and when they say the weather is going to be filthy with wind-driven rain coming at you, that's the day to test drive the convertible.
Would that explain, by the way, you mentioned MGs. A friend of mine bought one with about, I think, 50,000 miles on it, 04, and he got it for about maybe €1,600. It sounded like a bargain to me.
Yeah. There's a reason for that. There isn't a vast market for 14-year-old MGs with 50,000 miles on them, but if I wish him the best of luck.
But I mean, like the roof went back, it was manual, you know, what could possibly go wrong?
You and I share an attitude towards cars. I would have the belief of, if it seems to be working, there's nothing wrong with it, let's have a shot and see what's the worst of it. The one question I'd ask about your friend is what his age is, because... That's a question to weigh in.
He'd be sort of, you know, he'd be a fresh 70-something, you know. And actually, it turned out that he'd had one before and kind of got a bit nostalgic. And but it turns out he's since started driving automatic, so that didn't really suit him, you know.
Tell him about the €300,000 mark. It's automatic as well. Well, to just give you a rule of thumb, this is not my rule of thumb. This is Top Gear, the BBC motoring program's rule of thumb. Quote from Jeremy Clarkson: there is a rule we devised on Top Gear. Once you are past the age of 27, you can drive al fresco only when it's safe to drive naked. In other words, when no one is looking. Because if people are looking, they will laugh at you. And in a subsequent quote, he said, if a grown man drives around with the top down, he looks like the central character in an advertisement for Viagra.
Maybe it's just as well. I didn't buy it off him when he was trying to get rid of it then. I don't think I could have survived this broadcast to be seen in it.
I say, to hell with the begrudgers, if you want it, you want it. The one question
you put me off now, I'm afraid. Sorry. That's another one of them I have to cross off without having lived the dream. But look,
there are a couple of serious questions that you want to keep in mind. First of all, if you want to have passengers, it's not the car for you. If you have one passenger, it's okay. If you're intending to take backseat passengers in a convertible, give up on the notion. Because with wind deflectors and everything else, front seat passengers can have a fairly comfortable journey with the roof down. In the back, it's like being strapped to a jet engine. So it is not practical if you're going to carry four. And you need to look at the type of driving you're doing. We tend to look and say, I'll just enjoy a convertible. If you're stuck in town a lot, convertibles are a very embarrassing place to be because everybody on the bus looks at you, everybody in vans looks at you, passers by look at you.
There could be a temptation for going down the street drinking a bottle of water to kind of squirt something at
Correct.
You as well. Yeah.
You're a mobile skip. So you want to be brave if you're doing a lot of town driving. You also want to be brave if you're doing a lot of motorway driving because 70 miles an hour, 140 kilometres an hour, 120 kilometres an hour in a convertible is kind of a miserable experience. So weigh up, do I do the kind of medium speed, quiet road driving that will allow me to enjoy this? And when you test drive it predominantly with the roof up. Because if you look at the convertibles, what you have seen in the road, 99% of the time, they have the roof up because that's what the weather demands. We have a tendency to test drive them roof down and say, God, isn't this wonderful? And then you put the roof up and realise it's very dark in here and very noisy.
Bearing in mind a subject you and I discussed on the programme a little while ago, is there any such thing as an electric convertible with climate change now on everybody's radar?
That is a very good question. I don't think any of the manufacturers currently sell any of their electrics because there's certain cars that do convertible versions. That there is a convertible Golf, but I don't think there is a convertible electric Golf. I don't think yet any. Oh well, of course Tesla, but Tesla's at the end of the.
They're coming soon to a cinema near you.
Exactly.
But in terms of its target market, if you're having a midlife crisis, Anthony, this surely has to be the thing for you.
Well, there's an old cliche they say about boat ownership, that the only time that you will be happy to own a boat is the day that you buy it and the day that you sell it. In practical terms, is a convertible sensible? No. Does it have as much space as a normal car? No, because you have to put the roof in the boot and it takes up a lot of space. If you have the roof down, will your passengers in the back thank you for the experience? No. But is it the impractical, stupid decisions in life that bring us joy? Yes.
Anton Savage, as ever, what a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. Now drive off yourself in your convertible or whatever and enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.